Getting healthy on a budget can be tough, but that's where Nourish comes in. Nourish connects you with a registered dietitian for expert nutrition advice without the high cost. The best part? 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket since Nourish works with hundreds of insurance plans like Blue Cross Blue Shield, Aetna, and United. Meet with your dietitian online from home or message them through the Nourish app for extra support. Staying healthy has never been this affordable. Match with your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out, procrastination, putting it off, kicking the can down the road. In, plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out, carpet in the bathroom. Like, why? In, knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The sun is starting to peek out, boys, from behind the clouds in these days, but what if I told you that it actually changes your brain?
The Men's Room Top 10! The Men's Room Top 10!
10 ways your brain actually changes in warmer weather. Just exactly which brain are we talking about? Because I can tell you when it gets hot, my head starts to sweat.
Come on.
It can be quite unnerving when you feel the beads of sweat cascading down. The other unfortunate byproduct is when the twins start to stick to the inner thigh. Yet another good use for Vaseline, just coat those quads and maybe wrap your satchel in a washcloth. It also enhances the region's appearance. Positive Friday!
Dear God.
Wow.
Alrighty then. Positive Friday. So these are 10 ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather. Number 10. Your mood improves thanks to more sunlight. Sunlight isn't just a good vibe generator, it changes your brain chemistry. Exposure to natural light simulates the production of serotonin in the brainstem there. A neurotransmitter crucial for mood regulation, emotional stability, and impulse control. So sunlight is actually making you happier.
Yes!
What a concept.
Yes!
That makes sense. What a concept. It's almost like we're a little sad here in Seattle.
Well, name one happy band from this town.
Right. Like, damn. You become more social and extroverted.
I'm racking my brain. Like, who is a happy band?
Not a damn one of them. You become more social and extroverted. Again, these are ways that your brain actually changes in warm weather. In the warmer months, increased serotonin and dopamine receptor activation in areas like the ventral stratum correlates with higher levels of extroversion and social engagement. People are more likely to attend events, make new friends, or initiate romantic encounters in spring and summer, even among introverts.
Yeah.
Yeah, summer loving.
Right. I want to go out and I want to be in the warmth, and I'm feeling good about myself. I'm happier now.
Man, when you could have like a spring fling, summer loving.
Exactly.
A fall F.
Play a little fall ball. You know what I'm
saying? Yeah. The winter time, you're just going, it's winter.
A fall F. Well done. Well done.
It's my fall F, buddy.
You do make riskier decisions.
Ooh.
High temperatures increase cognitive load, forcing your body to divert resources toward thermoregulation, which reduces available energy for your executive functions, including long-term planning and self-restraint. The result? Quicker decisions, bolder choices, and more mistakes. Brain scans now show decreased activity in the dorsolateral frontal cortex, the region tied to deliberation in hotter conditions.
Makes sense.
Yeah, with all those big words in it. Ways that your brain actually changes in the warm weather, your sleep pattern shift, sometimes for the worse. Your brain's circadian rhythm depends on light and temperature cues to regulate melatonin release. During spring and summer, longer daylight exposure and warmer nights delay the onset of melatonin, pushing your sleep-wake cycle later. The result is what sleep scientists call social jet lag, a mismatch between your biological clock and your daily obligations.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yeah.
Right, I mean, when the sun goes down earlier, like your body kind of starts shutting down earlier. The sun goes down at 10,
sure.
You're still kind of wide awake and it's late. And I have no problem with that.
And there's also the problem of where that we're reaching here is that as we get thicker on into the summer, that hot sticks around for a lot longer, so it's a lot harder to relax later on at night. It can be midnight, but it's still 80 degrees outside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm
so 85 inside.
I love it.
Oh, I hate it, Miles.
I cannot wait.
I am sticky and in bed, man. I can't relax.
Dude, I'm with you. When you go to bed at like 10 or 11, it's still like, to me, like, it just, whatever place I've lived in, it's always like the hottest at night.
Yes.
Do you have a window in your bedroom?
I do.
It's time for one of those stand-up air conditioning units.
Oh, I have one of those.
Oh, you do? Oh, you're
yes,
good
sir.
To go. As long as the bedroom's cool, I think anything else you can deal with.
What I had to do. I had to buy one for my bedroom, too.
Yeah.
And it is.
It's a little loud, but man, I mean, it's better than being, like you
said, it's good
sweaty
sleep.
Hell yeah.
And then sometimes, like if you get it, like we get like, what, a week of 90s?
Yeah.
If it's like a Saturday and it's 90-some degrees, like I could turn that thing on in my bedroom. Close all the other windows, open all the doors. And like after a while, it'll cool off the whole place.
All right.
Nice work. Ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather, your appetite and cravings change. Warmer weather suppresses ghrelin, a hormone that triggers hunger. It boosts vasopressin and thirst signaling, leading to a natural dip in appetite and a preference for water-rich cold foods. You're more likely to crave fruit, smoothies, salads, frozen treats, not heavy hot meals that raise core body temperature. So that could also add to why you might be losing weight during the summer months. One, you are more active, but two, you are actually craving foods that are better for you.
That makes sense.
When my buddy moved to Scottsdale, first time I went down there, I asked him. It's like he got in really good shape, and I was like, "Everybody in Scottsdale is so beautiful." And he's like, "Yeah." He's like, "It's oppressively hot most of the year." It's the same thing. He's like, "You don't really want to eat anything besides light stuff and salads."
Right.
Yeah. You always feel like tacos when you go where it's hot. Like, let's get tacos because you know, it's easier to eat that kind of food.
Exactly.
Not a burrito, a taco.
I'm with you, right? Like we talk about burritos or even like Chinese food or pizza. Like, you'll still eat it in the summer, but it's not like, it's like when it gets cool out and it's like, oh, let's just eat a pizza.
Exactly. You're more sensitive to smells and sounds. As temperatures rise, the olfactory epithelium becomes more active and airborne molecules become more volatile, intensifying how strongly smells are detected. Your brain interprets this through the limbic system, the same network that processes emotion and memory, making spring scents feel unusually vivid. This is why freshly cut grass, blooming flowers, and even distant barbecue smoke seems to hit harder in the spring and the summer.
Yeah, heat will do that.
Yeah.
You accelerate molecules and open things up.
That's why farting in the shower is a terrible idea.
Right. Take a cold shower, give it a try.
Exactly.
I bet you, I don't like cold showers, but I'm guessing it's not as bad as that steamy
hot
shower.
Doesn't hold a candle to farting in the bathtub.
I was about to say the hot tub.
I don't know what goes on, man, if that bubble has to be underwater. But, I mean,
when
pops,
it breaks.
Jeez, a whiz. That's concentrated.
Then it cooks in there a little bit. You boil that thing for just a little bit.
Sous vide it.
Sous vide, thank you.
I was going to say, the good and bad about the smelling stuff, though, is, like, those first few weeks, too, like, especially when I live in Capitol Hill, like, you smell people.
Oh, yeah.
You smell the pee. You smell everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
Ooh, I can smell people. Rarely a good thing.
You're more likely to fall in love, or at least think that you are. As Ted was saying, the spring fling, the summer fling. The combination of sunlight, elevated dopamine, and physical arousal from heat makes the brain more susceptible to romantic cues, even if the feelings are temporary. Keep in mind, this is also the time of year that every other mammal is getting it on.
Yeah,
so
I mean,
we're already kind of chemically predisposed to be on the lookout, as it were. So.
Yeah, I feel like elk and stuff, though, kind of wait till the end of summer.
Yeah, but I don't want to be like the elk.
Why not, Mike? You want to be more like a moose?
Yeah. Elk with them bitch-ass voices.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, it's me, Paige DeSorbo, and I'm so excited to share my new shoe collection at DSW, filled with my favorite styles and trends for spring. Because if you know me, you know I'm kind of obsessed with shoes. And by kind of obsessed, I mean head over heels. You're going to love these shoes. So snag super cute styles like cute flats, fun heels, and cool sneakers from the Paige DeSorbo collection right now at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you've been struggling with your weight, Mochi Health is here to help. Mochi Health is a long-term weight loss solution personalized to fit your unique needs and goals. Meet one-on-one with board-certified obesity doctors and registered dietitians who are on a mission to listen. Eligible patients can access custom-formulated GLP-1 medications at an affordable set price and get them delivered to their home each month. Take our free quiz at joinmochi.com and use code AUDIO40 at checkout for $40 off your first month of membership.
Your creativity and problem solving.
Do you know what an elk sounds like? Are you like me? I just learned it from the Bass Pro Shop.
That's where I learned.
No, it's a
What is it? Once a year,
kind of a loud whistle. The outdoorsman show or whatever.
Yeah,
it starts with that elk call.
But I know what it is as soon as I hear it. I'm like, it's back around.
Ways that your brain actually changes in warmer weather. Your creativity and problem solving may improve. Mild warmth, specifically between 70 to 75 degrees, has been shown to stimulate divergent thinking, the type of cognition needed for creative problem solving and idea generation. Exposure to natural light and mild outdoor temperatures increases activity in the default mode network, a part of the brain associated with internal thought, imagination, and brainstorming.
All right.
So you're more productive in the doggone summer. What do you know? You become more generous and cooperative. Warm weather makes people kinder, more open, and more willing to cooperate, and it's
not miserable.
Researchers at Harvard and UC Berkeley found that people were more likely to help strangers, donate money, and volunteer their time on sunny, warm days than on cold or overcast ones.
What is the temperature range, though? Because you're right. If it's 75, 80, people are friendly. You get into that 90s and humidity, people like are like agitated.
The friendly goes away.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, there's a certain time where it's like, oh, it's heating up in the city. There's going to be fights. Somebody's going to get shot.
Well, there's a reason why, you know, charity auction season's in the spring and in the fall.
Yep.
That's a good point.
Right there in that window. And then I'll leave you with this one. This is the number one way that your brain actually changes in warmer weather. You process emotions differently. Temperature has a measurable effect on how the brain processes facial expressions, emotional tone, and empathy. In warmer weather, people are more likely to interpret neutral expressions as positive and react with greater emotional accuracy to other moods. The anterior cingulate cortex, a region involved in emotional evaluation and conflict resolution, shows increased blood flow in warm ambient temperatures, especially when social cues are present.
I mean, to me, and look, this is just me. I can only speak on my behalf. In the summer, I'm happy. In the winter, I'm not.
Right.
There's your study.
There you go. Yep.
Not that anything in my life has changed except the elements outside.
There you go.
I mean, yeah. Like I said, if it's too hot, but like, man, if you get low 80s, mid 60s at night, like that's a perfect day.
Yes, sir.
It's hard to be pissed off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Leewood, it's time to turn heads, drop jaws, and feel unstoppable. Beaumont Health and Wellness brings you award-winning weight loss, hormone therapy, and advanced beauty treatments like body contouring, microneedling, and injectables. Sign up for our weight loss shots and get your first week free. Plus, receive a free body composition analysis and a free B12 shot to fire up your metabolism. Beaumont Health and Wellness, luxuriously bold, effortlessly sexy, undeniably you. Spots are limited. Call 913-261-9855 or book now at Beaumont Health KS.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.